Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is right now. This is WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring a woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Berman, who will be with us shortly. But what I want to tell you, because you're probably wondering how you might be a blessing to Glory United Ministries, which has more going on than simply this program. Your support will fund pastors' travel around the country, if not the world, and will fund the many activities that she right now is personally supporting. So we invite you, if you have a pen or pencil, to write down the following telephone number, 302-399-5386. And that will allow you to give me, that's my number, credit card information over the phone that will directly allow you to invest into our bank account directly. The number is not recorded, is not saved anywhere. So you are absolutely safe and there will be no hacking. So after we hear Benny Cummings singing Lift Him Up, without any interruption or further discussion, the woman on divine assignment will join us with the message of the day that will last us for the rest of our life.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form, and accent. Jesus gave the key.
Lift him up. We want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes, just another number with a tragic end. But we thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his son, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And how about you? Do you have that same testimony on today? Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. That is truly a testimony, and a testimony indeed. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. The psalmists always say that in the word, in the book of Psalms, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth from everlasting to everlasting. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And I thank you, God, for sparing our life. Thank you for keeping us alive. I thank you for the revival that I had on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. I thank you that people were healed in the service. And those that weren't healed, they got a fresh touch from on high. And I tell you, the angel was in the house. The angel, I saw the angel move from the back towards the middle of the aisle there. And he sat. And on yesterday, God allowed me to tell three persons to go and sit where the angel had sat. Oh, bless his name. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Lift the Savior up for men to see. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And I like the part that Brother Benny says, for the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift up the Savior for men to see. He said, if I be lifted, oh, you know the story. If I be lifted from the earth, I'll do the drawing. You just lift me up. Lift me up on the street corner. Lift me up on the houses. And when you go to visit your friends, do you tell them about Jesus? Or do they tell you about sports? Or do they tell you about the economy? Or do they tell you about Donald Trump? But do you lift up Jesus in their presence? Oh, honey, if you mean business about this Jesus Christ, you don't pass up an opportunity to tell someone about your Jesus. And even if they're Christian, I've ministered to Christians all the time because they need to know. Ah, there's a song that says, just to know you, Jesus Christ. Ah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, just to know you, just to know you, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I saw on yesterday, I saw the bishop, Bishop R.L. Jefferson, when he went down, I tell you, he went into a dance, and this young man is in his 80s. And I tell you, he might walk slow, but when the Spirit of God gets upon him, he can move fast because he danced almost like David danced, just that he kept his clothes on. He was happy to be in the presence of the Lord. He was happy. He was pleased that God sent him a prophet that could be a blessing to his people, even down to in his own family line, that there was a young lady who had thought more than one time about ending her life, and God exposed that suicidal demon on yesterday. I tell you, God is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And I heard Dr. Scott say that the finances that you give will support this ministry, that I can travel around the world. But I can tell you one thing, I'm right at home sometimes with my finances and reaching out and giving offerings to this one and that one. That's what the Lord told us to do, is to take care of people And I know that we need finances, that when someone needs a coat, that the Glory United Ministry will have the money in the account that you can buy someone a coat, more so than sending me around the world to preach the gospel, but to be a beacon light to those that's right here under my voice that can hear me. And if they need it, we need to have finances so that if someone gets burned out, if someone has a tragic to happen, that Glory United Ministry can step up to the plate and be a blessing to those in need. I would love to have had the money in Glory United account to send 1,000 bottles of water to Puerto Rico. I would have loved to have had monies in Glory United Ministries account to send clothes through Walmart down to the people in Houston, Texas that lost a lot of things. And I was just told on yesterday by my brother, Pastor Michael Benjamin, that there was a young lady from here. She was born here in New York. In fact, the young woman is only 30 years old. I know when she was born. She was born in April of 1987, and she lives in Florida with her husband and her children, and they just got wiped out from the hurricane that hit Florida. I don't know if it was Harvey or Maria or who, but I think it was Harvey. But anyhow, he said that he sent monies to help the young woman that we know. So I would love for you, if you feel it on your heart, to donate to Glory United Ministries. Not about me traveling here to preach, because the pastors are responsible for me getting where I have to go. But I would rather have the money in the account that if I know that my neighbor next door didn't have a piece of bread, that Glory United Ministry will go and fill her cabinets full of food, canned goods, and bread and meat. That's what it's about. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was naked, you didn't put clothes on my back. Even then, when I was sick, you never came unto me and offered me your prayers or whatever you could do. I know God got a great blessing for me, because when I think about it, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I do have a testimony. I can recall when I was a little girl, 5 years old, I went to a sick woman's house. She had no one to help her. And my mother was going to punish me, because nobody could find me. They didn't know where I was. And then when I finally showed up at home, they said, where have you been? Where were you? And I told them that I was at Miss So-and-so's house. And I said, she's sick, Mama. And I fixed her something to eat. Yes, I could open up a can opener. I used the can opener and opened up her can of soup. And I fixed the soup for her. See, I was tall, so I could reach the stove without it being a problem. But even as a five-year-old girl, God would speak to me and tell me to go here and go there. And I went, because I wasn't crazy. I know God was leading me in that path, and I didn't understand it. But the woman said to my mother, she said, please don't punish her. Please don't spank her. Said, because if this child had not come in here to help me, I wouldn't have had any help at all. And my mother said, well, this time I won't punish her. But she says, Patty, you have to tell me or tell someone when you're going somewhere to let someone know. I don't want anything to happen to my child. And I said, okay, Mama, but God told me to go. And she said, well, that's fine. And God knew where you were, but Mama didn't know where you were, okay? So just remember that. So that's what I would rather have the money for in Glory United Ministries account, so that I can be a blessing when it's a need to be a blessing. Yes, I'd love to give a child a pair of shoes. I've already worked that ministry from my own hand, out of my own pocket, but through Glory United Ministries. The reason why we've been on the air for 5 years is because Dr. Scott makes the sacrifice. He makes the sacrifice to keep this broadcast going all over the world. I think he told me 2 weeks ago that we had listeners now in Germany and a couple of other countries overseas. That was with somebody I believe was in Norway and Germany I spoke. And there was another country, and he said, you always say you're all over the world. He said, well, I just want to let you know, you are all over, because people are listening in the archives all over the world. I tell you, who would not want to lift up a Savior like this? I'm talking about Jesus. He's a friend of mine. Do you know my Jesus? Well, I know him. I'll share him with you if you would open up your mouth and say, come to me, Lord Jesus. I need you in my life. Cleanse me and make me whole. Oh, I'm telling you, if you can just say that, even if you have already accepted him, just ask him to come in anyhow. Because it's so quick to sin with a thought, with our eyes, or what someone else is saying, or what have you. And I talked to a lady on yesterday, and before I went to my afternoon service, and she came in and she told me that the woman had insulted her. So today when she came over here to bring money, because I'm selling tickets for a worthy cause to help my home church. See, I'm not selfish. Someone said, well, you have your own ministry. Why don't you take some of that money for your ministry? I said, no, no, no. I am not a liar, and I will not get in trouble with God for a few shekels. No, 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 it's not worth it. If I said that I'm raising money for my home church, that's where the money's going to go. I'm not taking any of it for Glory United Ministries, because God's got a ram in the bush. But however, she said, well, you want me to call the lady? I said, no, this is October. And the witches is out. So I said, because that was wrong how she approached you on yesterday. Because if anybody has a pure motive and a pure heart, it's you. And I did not like that. So leave that witch alone. Yes, she had the spirit of a witch. Bless his name. Let's go to the word of God. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? I want to let you know that God did not allow me to open my Bible on Saturday night. I had to preach from my head. I'm good at that. And he didn't let me open it on yesterday. He had a prophetic service. I did quote scripture, but I wasn't able to open my Bible. And I tried 3 times. I went back to the podium there and I tried to open my Bible, and God said, no, you've got other work to do. They heard the word this morning. I need you to work in the prophetic. I need you to flow in the anointing of the prophetic. The people need to be blessed. I said, ooh, thank you, sweet Jesus. So that's what we did. And then when I stopped, let me just testify. Then when I stopped at the grocery store, because I'm getting ready to make several pies, and I needed some yams, and I said, you know, I can stop in Shirley to the store there, and I won't have to go tomorrow. So let me stop. I said, no, I'm not going to stop. And then I said, well, if I go head on and stop, I'll get it over with. And I said, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm going home. I'm tired. I ministered hard, and I was tired, and the enemy attacked me twice in the service. And I said, oh, my God. So I said, no, I'm going home. Well, when I got to exit 58, it was as if the Lexus knew to make the right turn off of 27 onto exit 58. And I said, well, I'm going on to the store now. So when I got to the store, there was 2 entrances to the store. So I took the far entrance down by the bank and the nail spa. And it was like a little mall you could come into to go to the bank or to the spa or to the grocery store. And I said, something about that hallway don't look right. I'm not going in that entrance. I'm going around here to the front entrance. And I said to Sally, I said, Sally, that end don't look right to me. I'm not going in there. I'm going to ride around here and park and go through this door. Well, I was under divine order. I'm on a divine assignment. I don't have time for mess and junk, because when God speaks, I have to hear him. So as it turned out, let me tell my testimony. It's going to bless somebody. And I had on my white habit from my head down to, well, I changed out of my white shoes because they were heels, and put on my flat shoes so I could drive home and go into the store. And as it turned out, when I got out of the car and I went into that entrance there, as soon as I got in the entrance, I met a lady and her autistic daughter. And she said, oh my God, you came in here for me. And I looked at her, and she said, oh, you look so saintly. I said, thank you. She said, I lost my husband of 38 years a few months ago, and I'm still having a hard time. We were married for 38 years, and she said, will you please pray for me? I know you can pray for me. And I said, yes, I will pray for you. And she said, and my daughter is autistic. Will you pray for her too? So I took and put, oh God, I thank you. I put my arms around the both of them. And I began to pray and ask God to strengthen her so that she would be able to go through it one day at a time, gaining strength each day. We have all lost someone that we love or was close to our heart, or have a way you want to put it. You don't get over that overnight. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how much Jesus you got on the inside of you. I don't care if you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and that with fire. You don't get over that in 24 hours. It's a process. It's a time to live and a time to die, a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to sow and a time to reap. But you don't do that overnight. So I prayed because the Spirit of the Lord God was still upon me. And the woman's hand went up. She said, oh, thank you. And then I took that daughter and I prayed for her after I had already coupled them. But the Lord said, pray for her again. And I prayed especially for her alone, the daughter who's autistic. And she said, thank you. I like how you pray. And her mother said, where is your church? And I told her about my home church. I just said, in Southampton. She said, I know where that is because I retired from the hospital there through Stony Brook. And she said, but I thank you. She said, God sent you here for us. I could have broke out into a dance. Because the enemy tried to let me talk myself out of not going to that store. She said, when I saw you, she said, I knew that you came in here for us. I said, oh, what a mighty God we serve. It is no time to pick daisies, saints. It is time to be real and sincere for God. It is no time. You've got no time to lose. I think the world sang a song like that. I got no time to lose. And the saints need to go back and steal that song from them. I got no time to lose. People are hungry for the living bread. They're hungry for a word from the Lord. They're hungry. And given. God has given us the bread of life. Why? Because he gave us Jesus, and Jesus is the bread of life. So we have a right to give out bread to those that are starving, those that are in need. What a mighty God we serve. And I felt good down in my soul. I know the Lord told me, he says, wear your habit on Sunday. I had looked at a black skirt with a white top. I had looked at my clergy collar, was looking for my robe, but I went into my closet and the Lord said, pull your habit out of the closet. I want you to even wear the hat to go with the outfit. And I said, yes, Lord, I hear you. The woman said when she saw me in all that white, she knew that God had sent her some help. Can they say that when they see you? That God, I know without a shadow of a doubt that God had sent me some help. She said, because I need prayer. I didn't ask the woman, well, what church do you go to? Well, why didn't your pastor pray for you? It wasn't about that. God sent me. I am the woman on divine assignment. Where she goes to church at was irrelevant. And she never goes to church. She recognized that what she needs, man couldn't give it to her. It only comes from God. And that's peace and strength. Man can't do that for you. Only God. Oh, let's go to the word. I am excited about Jesus. I thank God for Dr. Scott, who is so faithful. Anytime that I say, look, I want to go on air this time and that time and whatever, he is right there at my beck and call, and I pray that God would richly bless him for being so diligent to make these programs happen. We are in our fifth year anniversary celebration that comes up next Sunday, the 22nd of October at 7 p.m. We will be on the air from Sunday night at 7 through Thursday night at 7 p.m. And I have some dynamite speakers. I have a dynamite speaker, a male speaker that starts out on that Sunday night at 7. And then on that Monday, I have my dear friend from the preacher on Sundays from Houston, Texas, and my dear friend, Evangelist Renee Franklin, and from Dover, Delaware, and homegirl. And then I have, oh my God, my rock, my sword, and my shield. I tell you, Apostle Cheryl Wade from Virginia Beach, Virginia, on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday night, I tell you, I have her assistant, Pastor Gwen Merrow from Richmond, Virginia. And then on Thursday night, I have Elder Larry Williams from Coffeyville, Kansas. He will close us out. The first time that I've ever had a male to start and a male to close out. I deal with the women because I'm a woman, but God switched up on us because his son came in the form as a man, so I cannot eliminate the man no more than these male preachers can push we women preachers aside, because I say Mary was the first preacher because she carried the word. So I don't know why you want to push me up in a corner, don't want to invite me up in your pulpit, don't want me to come into your house because I'm a female. Well, the devil is a liar, because if you're going to go that route, then you need to live like Moses lived. You need to live like Elijah lived. But we're in a new age now. Jesus came and he said, I come that you might have life and have life more. more abundantly. That included the female. Benny Cummings wrote a song. He included me. I am so happy in Christ today. He included me. God chose me. From a child, he chose me. I would go and pray for people, lay hands on them, because I knew that I had this anointing, but I didn't know exactly what I was doing. But I know now what to do with it. Last night when my right hand began to burn, I said, oh, my God, somebody really need a healing up in here. And its healing was so strong until I picked up the young man's condition that he had, and I had to turn my back to him and show him exactly where his pain was. And he said, yes. And then I went into the other part of my body. I said, you've got pain here, too, because I picked up your pain. I said, oh, my God, y'all get this up off of me. And then God told me to run to him. And God released me and released him. And when he went down to the floor, I said, it is done. And when the young man got up, I said, he said, yes, it's done. So he needed to hold on to what God did for him on last night. I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I just want to read, because I'm finished. I just want to read the 9th chapter of Mark's gospel. This is talking about the transfiguration, or the transfigured on the mount. And the 9th verse said, and he said to them, assuredly I say to you, that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. I would title this Jesus, transfigured in front of Peter, James, and John. They had never seen anything like this take place before. So I'm sure, you know, but sometimes if you're not careful, the thing God do or his son Jesus is very frightening, because it's something you've never experienced before. You've never dealt with a miracle before. But when God is giving out miracles, it does seem a little strange what's happening. We don't know how to receive everything that the Lord is doing. So I can just about imagine, can you see somebody being transformed from one into something different? My God, I don't know if I'd want to be up there on top of that mount with them or not. I think I would have been, as they used to say on a cartoon, I would have been scared in me boots. Oh, bless his name. I'm almost finished. Let's read just a little bit more. Let me tell you what happened. His clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Now, I know back in the day when I was growing up, my grandmother had this stuff called bluing, and she used the bluing in white clothes. Anything that she washed that was white, grandmother would rinse them in the bluing, because the bluing was supposed to make the white things stay white. Have you seen some things that's been washed that's white and it has like a yellowish look to it? Well, when grandmother put those things in that blue water and let them turn them around a little bit, let them sit for a little bit, and then she would take them out and then they were ready to go. She would rinse and then she would run them through the wringer on her washing machine, and she said, look how pretty and white these clothes are. So the scripture is saying this whiteness that you see a launderer could not compare to such whiteness. On earth we have white, but not like this. Let's read verse number 4. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. I told you that they walked with Jesus on a daily basis. But look here. When the Lord moves in a mysterious way, you're not familiar with how the Lord is moving. And when he moves, it's frightening. There's no need you sit up there and act all deep like I wasn't afraid. My sister used to say, one of my sisters, let me clear that. One of my sisters used to say, Mama, I'm a scared. I was a scared. So I know that we can be a scared. We can be afraid. It's all right because Peter, James, and John, they saw what they saw, but I'm telling you, it was powerful but frightening. Oh, bless his name. I love the Lord and I love the word of God as well. And a cloud came and overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud. Lord, that look, I have flown and probably you too. Could you imagine you're in the air and the clouds begin to talk while you're in that airplane? You see the clouds talking. You see a mouth of a cloud. Because when I'm in the plane and I look out the window and I look into the clouds, I get deep revelations. Deep revelations. But I think if I was to see or hear the cloud talking, I don't know if I could keep my seat. I don't know. That's something that hasn't happened yet, and when it does, I ask the Lord to undergird me. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. God had to tell them, hear my son. He's my beloved son, hear him. And I would say that to you today. Jesus is talking. He's talking through the clouds. He's talking through the thunder. He's got the world on a wonder. Hear him today, this Jesus. Hear him. No fake Jesus, no artificial Jesus, no statue that look like Jesus or to resemble Jesus. Jesus, just plain Jesus. Hear him today. He's not a statue. He's not on your wall. No, he's not. He's not on your wall. He might be in your house, but he's not on your wall. Oh, bless his name. I love the Lord. Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with them. Now, I tell you, I don't know if I would have seen Jesus or not. I probably went somewhere past, swam out. Now, as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept this word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. They were puzzled. They said, what is he talking about? Rising from the dead? He's not dead. What do they mean? What does he mean? What is Jesus talking about? But they had to keep their word. And they asked him, saying, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Then he answered and told them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and restore all things. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt. But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written of him. I tell you, may the Lord God add a blessing to the reading and sanctifying of his holy word. That was Mark chapter 9, from 9 through 13. I'm talking about this Jesus. Dr. Scott, I am finished in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God received the word in their heart and said, amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for that uplifting, powerful testimony. And thank you for sharing with us a bit of the evening that you have experienced in the last few days. And I know that angel of which you speak is soaring in all of our hearts now. And thank you for reminding me and reminding us of the suffering that our brothers and sisters in other areas and even here at home are having. So we invite people once again to remember, write down that number, 302-399-5386. 302-399-5386. That is my personal cell phone number, and you can call it at any time, and I'll talk to you, and we'll be able to put your funds directly into our bank account for the pastors who distribute it to the sick, the needy, the hopeless, and the helpless. So thank you, Pastor Benjamin. You are indeed a woman on divine assignment. 10,000 amens. Thank you so much.